This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. It's always fun to see a relatively new show in an unexpected venue. The presentation of the contemporary musical The Last 5 Years by the Panoramic Theater Company at the Cache venue earlier this month qualified as a great experience on both counts. The production of Jason Robert Brown's quirky musical was both enjoyable and a memorable lesson that theatrical magic can be achieved with just a tiny cast, a handful of musicians, and a few lights on a stage not much bigger than a postage stamp. If you've never been to the Cache venue, shame on you. It's at 119 South Main Street, where a former Landmark restaurant has been remodeled into a night spot. The Cache venue isn't fancy, but the joint is jumping with everything from live music to stand-up comics. The Last 5 Years was the venue's first theatrical offering, however. The Last 5 Years is a strange little musical with a high-concept gimmick. The play is a he-said-she-said autopsy of a romantic relationship, from its rapturous birth to its inevitable death. But the story is told musically in alternating scenes, with their perspective moving in two different directions. From the guy's point of view, the affair plays out from its start to its finish. From the girl's perspective, the relationship moves backward in time, from its end to its beginning. With just a two-person cast, this show was an ideal choice for the tight space of the Cache venue's showroom. Chris Metz played Jamie, a self-centered writer on the cusp of success, while Kennedy Oakes was Kathy, a frustrated actress trying vainly to break into the big time. The Last 5 Years is practically an operetta. There are just a few snatches of dialogue between the songs that dramatically tell the story of the romance that is doomed by unreasonable expectations. Although the play's score is vocally demanding, Metz and Miss Oakes were more than equal to that challenge. She had an unusually vibrant soprano voice that lent itself well to the show's power ballads. His talent as a song stylist made the show's male numbers especially compelling. Together, Metz and Miss Oakes were dynamite. The production was an unqualified success. The Cache venue's lighting and sound systems functioned flawlessly, and the audience's close proximity to the nightclub's pint-sized stage merely enhanced the show's already palpable sense of intimacy. I'm looking forward to seeing more productions from the Panoramic Theater folks, since they appear to be dedicated to staging more progressive shows than our traditional diet of tried and true here in Cache Valley. I can also safely predict a real future for the Cache venue as a setting for small cast shows presented in a dinner theater atmosphere. I can easily imagine seeing the Fantastics there, or Nonsense, or even, God help us, Waiting for Godot. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.